In this episode, Dr. Keshi discusses how to STFU to monitor your frustration by first identifying the frustrating stimulus, then the thoughts occurring from it, then the feelings that inform your urge to act. Monitoring yourself during these frustrating times mediates rational responses. Roll the intro!
Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Keshi. I am your host, Dr. Trevor Keshi. So what happens when you encounter a frustration? You best STFU. More on that soon. Depending on the circumstances, your frustrating stimulus, S, will prompt you to respond, R, in a variety of ways, and by extension, garners a variety of outcomes. Okay, some of them might be frustrating stimuli on their own. This, as you know, is the principle of variable responses, variable outcomes. Okay, you may see a frustration as something to fight and win, a puzzle to piece together, a gap to bridge, a dangerous projectile you must dodge and avoid it entirely. You may give up before starting, resigning to a self-imposed fate. You may delay starting, procrastinating, you know, to make sure you maximize your fabricated misery as much as possible before attempting to resolve it. You may give up sometime after you start because, well, it's too much. It's too hard, you're overwhelmed, and you can't stand it. A major influence in your response is the BS you harbor, your belief system around the frustrating stimulus and its conditions, okay? Do humans respond by reflex to anything but sensory overload? You know, like squinting in a bright light or recoiling at something hot? Seldom, if at all. Indeed, you experience something, you get stimulated, and then you process it in your fancy brain, cognitive appraisal between stimulus and response, and then you respond to it. The space between stimulus and response is governed by, for the sake of this text, both your presence of mind and your impulsivity. It may appear at first glance that impulsivity and presence of mind are kind of opposite ends of the same spectrum, but they are independent processes that overlap. They're on top of each other, okay? One or the other, because humans are quite literally of two minds about it. They overlap. This is why, for instance, a person with relatively high levels of rationality and rational thinking skills and presence of mind will still flinch when suddenly burned while cooking. And the person with relatively high levels of impulsivity, well, they'll mute their microphones before hurling insults or binge eat somewhat quietly in private. Even the zenest calculated mofo on earth has a built-in oh shit machine. Even the most self-destructive neurotic person will recognize they did something dumb before using that as permission to do something dumber, both of which require appreciable presence of mind. To that end, there is, aside from those obvious sensory overload examples, some presence of mind, practically always is. That is, the processing of a stimulus before or during the manufacturing of a response, before the execution of that said cognitive behavioral response. This is good, because presence of mind is the most effective tool for building frustration tolerance at your disposal. Okay. By understanding intellectually and integrating philosophically that you play a role in creating your own frustrations or making circumstantial frustrations even worse, by first processing that the event is a frustrating stimulus, and then formulating a plan, even if it's a bad plan, and then by acting on that plan in your response to it, R, then you can see how maybe you could have had more influence on your responses in the past, how you could have more influence on your responses at present, and how you can use that information from both of those to inform your responses in the future. For that reason, you have a much larger influence on your outcomes, O, than you give yourself credit for. And the trick is, if you want to have a more legitimate feeling influence over your outcomes, then there's a conditional requirement to take responsibility for your responses. If you want control, or if you want to have higher influence over your outcomes, well, that requires higher influence over your responses. And that means the conditional requirement of, I'm actually the one doing the responding here. That's good. That's good. Instead of scrambling impulsively to feel better when you feel bad, this is the only way you can hope to get better and stay better. Does the stimulus of a stress-inducing job cause a destructive outcome of weight gain? No. You take that event, your job, you turn it into a frustrating stimulus by appraising it as something that gets in the way of or obstructs what you want to do, how you want to feel, conditions that you think are fair, and the things you want to accomplish, those four domains, right? And that is okay. That is okay. It may be a legitimate frustration. And if so, there are rational and constructive approaches to resolving that frustration. However, it's hard to think of any where making yourself fatter on purpose is the constructive resolution to that frustration. So what happens? You get yourself into double trouble by taking this frustrating stimulus as permission to frustrate yourself even more, taking a practical frustration and turning it into an emotional disturbance. This turns on that previously mentioned oh shit machine, and your impulsivity starts to go up. It rapidly coils up your impulsivity like a spring, increasing your urgency to act. And the more impulsivity you generate, the more urgency builds. And the more likely you'll cash in on that urgency for some dumb behavior that leads to a destructive outcome at O, becoming its own frustrating stimulus, thereby continuing to rev up your impulse-generating, urgency-building, oh-shit machine. However, as the Zen master and the neurotic examples both prove, the impulsivity and the presence of mind are practically always there. They are operating together. And therefore, you have a much larger influence on your responses R, and therefore your outcomes O, than you think you really do. Therefore, to build your presence of mind, all you do is claim what is already there. What's a good way to do that, though? Well, how about you STFU and find out? Dr. Cashy's advice in the presence of a frustration is to STFU. To give yourself some extra space between stimulus and response, to get some presence of mind back. A little bit of backstory here before you get into this is that there's a lot of stuff going on between stimulus and response, and you know this. So here's a way to think about what's going on in that space so you can develop your presence of mind, which means you automatically build your tolerance to frustration and give yourself the opportunity to think rationally and act deliberately for a purpose-filled response. STFU is an acronym, and this happened on complete accident during the model's development. It was only when I was discussing this model's formulation with a professor of investigative journalism, Professor Michael Easter over at UNLV, who was investigating this model, and he inquired, as any good investigator does, albeit while chuckling to himself, if I had meant it to be this way. What way?
Oh.
He pointed out politely and patiently that the proposed stimulus response schematic was accidentally represented as STFU. It stuck, obviously, and it was too good to ignore it. Indeed, the practical approach to gaining presence of mind when frustrated is to indeed STFU. S, stimulus. T, thought. F, feeling. U, urge. Okay? Stimulus. What is the frustrating stimulus? What is the person or thing getting in my way? What is it supposedly getting in the way of? Your thoughts. What do I think about this? What does it mean now? What will it mean if it continues? Feeling. What feeling comes from this thought? What is my basic attitude surrounding that thought I have and this frustrating stimulus? An urge. What are these thoughts and feelings culminating urging me to do? Is that urging constructive or destructive? And what is a more constructive thing to do instead? What is a more rational and deliberate thing to do than what I am currently feeling urges to do? So if you're frustrated, remember to STFU. What is a frustrating stimulus? What's it got you thinking? How does that feeling motivate you or disturb you? What's it urging you to do? Is that going to help or harm the chances of a constructive outcome? And what's a more constructive, purpose-driven way to respond? That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!